We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now, hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, the weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your networking community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey, everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. This week's guest is Nancy Lucchese. Did I say that right? I hope I did.
Yes, you did.
All right. Nancy is the founder of Unleashed Mobile Apps and the number one best-selling contributing author of Brilliant Breakthroughs for the Small Business Owner. Nancy's work centers around helping other small business owners bring their visions to life. After several decades of business experience, primarily in sales, Nancy finds joy and satisfaction in helping other business owners succeed. She considers small businesses the heart and soul of this country and believes they play a key role in strengthening local communities. Nancy's favorite part of her work comes when her clients succeed in growing their business. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lori. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited for this conversation because I know that you are as passionate about the digital space as I am.
Oh, yeah. The world is going digital. Hang on.
So with your background in sales and you've migrated to this mobile app community, I want you to share with our listeners why you do what you do.
Oh, that's an interesting story. A little while back, I was in a coffee shop and I overheard two gentlemen talking, and they were talking about one of their competition, and the one gentleman turned to the other and said, "Don't worry about them. We will crush the small guy. We have more money than God." And I just about jumped out of my chair. I know who these gentlemen work for, and I'm aware that they are a Fortune 400 company. And I also know where their roots are, that many years ago, they started in a little 400 square foot office. Their founder has to be rolling over in his grave right now. And their intention was to help a population of America that was not being helped. And I vowed right then and there to find something that would help the small business compete with the big budget boys. And I have a passion because this country was founded on small businesses and that spirit. And so that was it for me. And I could not believe this was coming out of their mouths.
So in your why statement really comes from spiting the others.
Right? It does. It does. And everybody needs a why.
Yes,
and
this is true.
And that's mine, is to let things come around and to help the small business compete on the same level, because it's not always about money.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm sure your passion for small business owners is really going to, it's already showing through here, but I know our conversation today is really going to be focusing on that.
That it will.
So you do mobile apps. I do websites.
Yes, yes, yes.
Why don't you share with our listeners the difference between a website and a mobile app?
You know, that's interesting too, because I get that question all the time. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks an app is a mobile website, but it's not. Mm-hmm. See, a website is what people come to learn about you. It's that initial greeting. It's the billboard, if you will, where people learn about you. They decide if they want to do business with you. They see what your products are. They read your history. They can read your blog articles and see where you come from. And they decide at that point whether or not they want to do business with you. A mobile app, on the other hand, is where people in the 21st century go to do business with you. And that's the biggest difference, because if you think about your own habits, how many times do you daily go on a mobile website? Very few. How often do you use a mobile app? In fact, most users of smartphones these days use 9 apps a day. You want to buy something from Amazon? You go to the app. You want to check your mail? You go to the app. You look at the weather? You go to the app. You want to schedule an appointment, you go to the app. You don't go to the mobile website. However, most people have started to find you with a website. So you really need both.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of either or. And way back before the internet was even around, people had signs.
Yep.
They need a sign too if they're brick and mortar. So it's about having everything in your toolbox.
Yes. Yep. I agree with that. I think that's really good information to share. I might argue the website just a little bit, but obviously that's because that's our space and my expertise. Because you can do business on a website as well.
You can do business on a website.
I'm intrigued with the fact about the using 9 apps a day. I just started using an app to monitor my smartphone usage.
There you go.
And it's tracking how many apps and how much time I'm actually spending. So I'm going to look back and see mm-hmm. what is the average as far as app usage every day. The name of that app is, I think it's called Moments.
Moments?
It's just monitoring my app usage right now.
Yes.
Which is interesting. Okay, so let's talk about the benefits of a mobile app a little bit.
Well, right there, it's the fact that you can do business on the mobile app and it's convenient. Right now, customers and consumers want convenience, and the business owner wants to streamline things as well. And the mobile app can do just that, whether it's scheduling an appointment, purchasing a product, being found on events to see where people are located, even doing things like we have tip calculators and finding your car and learning more information. One-touch dialing, it's all about convenience. So the benefits of having it are making it easy for your customers to do business with you. Therefore, when it is easy for them, they will be able to increase your bottom line. So a mobile app is all about informing. You're going to tell people where you are, what you do, what are you selling. It's about engaging them. And when you engage a customer, they will be becoming a paying customer. And that way you can stand out and you can stand out from the crowd because you're different. Why am I going to do business with you? Because it's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And a one-touch app does that for you.
Sure. I think it's a great tool for that retention.
Yes.
That client retention.
Yes. That's exactly what it is. The website will get them in the front door.
Mm-hmm.
The app will help keep them from leaving the back.
Yeah. Good analogy there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so today's topic is all about networking, obviously, and I'm sure you have lots of good stories to share on that topic because obviously that's how you and I met.
Exactly.
Right? Networking,
yes.
Which
yes,
is
we
great.
Did.
But Nancy, can you share with our listeners your most successful or favorite networking story that you have?
I actually have two, and they hit two different spaces. One was on the traditional space,
okay,
where I met somebody at an event. And interesting enough, what she does for a living or what she portrayed in the meeting that she did for does for a living is that she has an independent nutritional type of a product. And so, okay, I thought I would meet up with her later and have a chat. But she had this behind the scenes business that she worked for a very large company in out of the state, actually, that I would have never hooked up with. And she said, I really want to meet with you because they need an app for their business. And she has turned that into a very, very nice marketing process where I will be working with them to produce their app in a business I would have never had anything to do with. And that was just the traditional. So it's not about doing business with that person, but it's about who do they know and who they're connected with.
Yeah.
So that it was a really successful business. The other one actually is online. So it's a less of a traditional. And I was involved in a inner circle group, a private Facebook page. And you just talk about your social media strategies, questions, you put stuff out there, you kind of support each other. And one thing led to another, and she's in Florida. She has the app with me. We've been working on it for a couple of years. We brought it to life. We were working on it for a long time because she kept switching what kind of business she wanted to focus on, and she went back to her roots. And it's actually a 4D ultrasound.
Oh, cool.
So the images are fantastic
mm-hmm.
that we get to see on this. And she uses it to run her business with her customers.
Nice.
So it's kind of fun. So it's about relationship building. Both of them land to that. They were based on relationships.
So I'm going to dive a little deeper into both of these to just kind of give some more scope, I guess, to mm-hmm. our listeners. The one where you shared the traditional story. So what was the time frame from when you attended this event – to when ultimately she became or referred a client opportunity to you?
Yeah, that actually happened quickly.
Really?
Yeah, and okay. Surprisingly, because normally a networking event will take time to build the relationship mm-hmm. that constantly seeing. I actually met her once at a meeting, went to a second meeting, and she said, I want to connect with you. And then we scheduled coffee. And so the whole process from the time I initially met her until the time I had the meeting with her connection, the business out of state, was 10 weeks.
Wow.
Which is unheard of.
That's really fast.
Yeah.
And great.
Yeah.
Great success story.
That's why it's my success story.
So when you attended this event initially, what were the intentions of going to this networking event?
I was checking out the networking event.
Okay.
And I was in a small group. I had been told about it. Okay. It's eWomen.
Okay.
And I went to one of their very small events, and I found that that platform was perfect for me. It was more than just the business card exchange, meet and greet, let's figure out who knows who.
Okay.
It was about my business and how I can better it.
Nice.
And then listening to her input as well as other people, I got hooked. And so then I said, all right, let me go to a different event that they had, which was a larger scale.
Okay.
And I felt a natural connection.
Nice.
So.
Cool. Well, mm-hmm. It's great that you just, you know, show up to test out a new group and then, you know, success comes out of that. On the online one, I'm going to ask similar questions. So obviously a private Facebook group is a different type of networking. And,
yes.
And typically it's more value driven, where you're just kind of helping and supporting each other, at least mm-hmm. in my experiences. And I imagine you didn't really know this person.
Correct.
Right? I mean, most Facebook communities are fairly large that at least that I've engaged in. How long have you invested in this Facebook group until you identified that, or this person came out to you and said, yes, I want to hire you and do some work with you?
That took a while longer.
Okay.
A lot longer. I want to say that we initially started talking, this would have been in about 3-4 years ago. And we initially started talking. And we initially it took probably 8 months of me being part of this group before I even got her to say, hey, I'm interested in an app. And it was because that group allowed us once a week to put our Facebook pages on there.
Okay.
You could not promote within the group.
Sure.
But you had to try to extrapolate people out and get them on your own. So they did a Facebook Friday.
Yep.
And I kept doing this religiously. That was the key.
Yep.
Constantly being seen, being heard.
Consistency, yes.
Exactly. And not just letting it go.
Uh-huh.
And I also went in with an intention of joining this group to learn about social media and to answer my questions, not necessarily to do business.
Yep.
But that was a nice perk.
Yep.
And so what ended up happening is she reached out to me, and then we were back and forth. And then in 2016, we said, yes, we're going to do it under this business. Then she went dormant for a while. She even paid me and went dormant for a while. Then she'd call me and pick it back up again. And finally, in 2017, September, she said, okay, I figured out what I'm going to do, what I want to do. Let's do it.
Wow.
All of this, I've never met the person face to face.
Yeah. But that's technology, right?
Exactly. We've Facebooked, emailed, and have talked on the phone. I probably will go down and see her sometime.
Nice.
We'll hook up. But other than that, no.
So are you still actively engaging in that group?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't know that it exists right now.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that amazing? I think that group might have fallen apart.
Okay.
And there's been a spinoff group
okay.
that I've been part of.
Sure.
But that group, I think, disintegrated, okay. which is kind of the reason why you want people to come over to your website
yes.
or over to your mail list where you own the real estate, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they take that group away, all your connections are
yeah,
gone.
Absolutely.
And so
I preach that for
yeah.
sure.
I'll go along with you on that. A website, yes, you do business on an app, but a website and a mail list is a good place to keep your customers.
Totally.
And I've even been looking myself at doing a website forum instead of doing a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Just for that reason.
Sure. Well, and there's a lot of people are questioning Facebook right now.
Yeah, I can understand why.
So but there's also a lot of other channels to have that community
right.
component.
Right.
Okay. So Nancy, you've got quite an extensive network. I mean, you're mm-hmm. doing business with clients all over the country. Obviously very active online and attending a number of networking events. What do you do to stay in front of or best nurture your network?
Yeah, that's always a challenge. One thing that I highly recommend to everybody is get a customer management type system. I don't care how detailed or simplistic that it is. I use a kind of a middle of a road one. Mm-hmm. I, for a long time, had used an Excel spreadsheet, and sure, that just does not work. Not for me. And so I have this detailed customer management system that's not overly expensive. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be spending the farm on this, but I stay in front of it because you want to circle back. Having that one meeting with somebody, that one-on-one, as they call it, whether it be a telephone, a Zoom, or a coffee, you have to circle back around to the ones that are important. And certainly, you know, I send out a nice thank you card and I will follow up or follow them on Facebook or LinkedIn or, you know, stay engaged with them. But you need to come back around and circle back around, because if you don't do that, all your efforts of having that initial meeting are gone.
So you said something that was interesting. You said staying in front of the ones that are important. Yes. How do you identify importance?
Gut feeling. You have to meet the people. You have to meet the people, and you have to find out where they're coming from and where you are coming from. Everything comes down to purpose. And working from a heart-centered purpose is where you'll be aligned with the people that you need to work with and focus with.
Okay.
And so that's where it's important. It's, you got to know.
Sure. So what advice would you offer the business professional who is looking to grow their network?
Be selective. Take a good look. Now, I always go with the theory that you're not going to know until you go. However, there's going to be a series of networking groups that you're just going to know you don't fit. That doesn't mean that when you go to a networking group that it doesn't fit you if you can't do business with everybody in the room. Because a lot of my networking groups, I don't do business with the people who are actually in the room, but it's about who they know. And that was one of my most successful stories. But be selective. Don't feel that you have to be in every networking group. I get this all the time from people. Oh my gosh, you'd be so good in this group. Oh my gosh, you've got to come to this group. And it's like, okay, but I want to be active in the groups that I'm in. Mm-hmm. If you don't put your time into those small groups, I only do four, and I do them on purpose, and I have intention with what I'm doing. And I'm working those groups, and I'm staying connected. It gets back to the how do you stay in front of it? Mm-hmm. Well, you don't overextend yourself either.
So do you think four is kind of your
max? That's okay. My max. I used to do three, and then one more came along that I just said, okay, it aligns. And I reevaluate on a regular basis. I've left groups that just did not align with my purpose.
So at the end of the day, it sounds like your networking growth is really focused on getting involved in different organizations.
Yes. Okay. Yes. You have to get involved. You have to make the time to be part of it. Just saying that you're a member is nothing. It's kind of like having a Facebook page and never posting. Mm-hmm. What's the point?
Sure.
That's not going to work.
Speaking of Facebook pages, digital networking or traditional networking, which one do you find more value in?
Both. I choose both because there is no one fit. It's kind of like choosing, do I have a sign, a website, or an app? You need it all. Do I do Facebook or do I do LinkedIn? You have to look to see where your customers are. But in my situation, it's both. I love that face-to-face because being somebody who works being a solopreneur, and being in my home where my office is, I need that social connect. I need to get out and talk to other like-minded business people. Yes, I can do that online as well, but it's not the same. So mm-hmm. I need a balance of both.
Okay, that makes sense. And definitely face-to-face is strong, but online, I think it extends your reach a little bit further.
It does.
As well.
But it's also getting strong in its own right, too. Uh-huh. You can do video chats with people and feel like you're right in the room with them. So
absolutely.
You can't cut the value of social media as well.
Well, like you said, you've got a client who you've never actually met in person.
Right.
And, you know, we've got plenty of those as well. Video conferencing is how we conduct meetings.
Yeah, exactly.
And it works just as good.
It does.
Nice. If you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
The One thing that I would really focus on and what I would tell my younger self is hire a professional, hire counsel, seek counsel. Don't seek opinions of your family and friends. And don't feel that you have to do it all yourself. You have to understand, like, I understand my website. I understand how I can make tweaks to it. I did not take the time to make it. I hired a professional to do that. I hired a coach. I was trying to make my own presentation and figure out what my messaging was going to be. And I kept going around in circles until I hired a coach. And that has helped me get a clear, concise messaging. Mm-hmm. Hire an attorney, hire an accountant, hire the professionals that you need and hire it out.
Yep.
But do what you do best.
Yes.
And then hire the rest.
Yes. I agree with that over and over and over again. Yeah.
I'm sure you see it over and over again too.
Yeah, and I've had my own lessons learned.
I have to. I've wasted so much time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I can just hire it out and do what I need to focus on.
Yep.
Oh, my business has thrived now because of it.
Yes, yeah. I believe that. So we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, who would be the one person you'd love to connect with? And do you think you could do it within the 6th degree?
I do. I do think I can do this within the 6 degrees. And it's going to sound a little cliche. I would like to have a true sit down with Oprah.
Okay.
A real, honest to goodness, not a handshake. Not a signing of a book. I want to sit down and have a casual conversation. And I don't only believe that it's possible, I believe that it's probable.
Nice.
So, and she's from Milwaukee. Her mother lives here. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm calling her mother, but you never know the connections. And I've actually put some connections in process already.
Nice.
It'll take a little bit, but
sure.
I guarantee you 6 degrees on that one is definitely probable.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I expect you to report back when you've actually had this sit down casual conversation with Oprah.
Oh, there we go. I'll tell you at the end of the year.
All right. As a solopreneur, business professional, constantly learning new things, I imagine that you are reading as much as I am, and I'm always interested in learning what books my guests are reading right now.
Oh, I am reading because I have a theory. Garbage in, garbage stays. And so I feed my mind with good business books and good motivational type books. Right now, I am reading one of my favorite, which I actually talk about in the chapter that I wrote in the anthology book, 3 Feet from Gold,
okay,
by Greg Reed and Sharon Lecter. I love that book, and especially if I ever run into a snag where it's like, all right, why am I doing this again? Mm-hmm. You know, you have days. Every business person does.
Sure,
none of us are perfect in any way. And you pick that up and you go, okay, I'm just 3 feet from gold. And there's a storyline that goes with it, but that book has really given me some great inspiration. So I actually have two others, too, that I've read recently. Another one is You Are a Badass.
Uh-huh.
And that one was amazing because that one talks about your inner soul in that we've all got it in us.
Yep.
And it's a matter of bringing it out. And it's our thoughts lead to our actions.
Yep.
And how do they say this? We often doubt our beliefs and we believe our doubts.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get that out of your head.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter who your surrounded family and friends, what they think of your business. It's what you think of it and where you're going to go with it. And so that was the badass one. And then the other one that I just finished now was The One Thing.
Yeah, that's a great one too.
Oh my gosh. You know, I always thought multitasking, especially being a mother, was what we do. And then I realized how much I didn't get done.
Yep.
And now I have focused on the one thing and time blocked to be able to accomplish that. And I'm getting stuff done.
Yeah.
And so those are the three right now. In fact, I even belong to a book club that is a business book club.
Okay.
And it's one of my networking groups.
Nice.
And we pick one, and the next month we talk about it. And then we have accountability. What did you do?
Oh, nice.
And then throughout that, we also bring up each other's situations and then how we can help each other.
Cool.
So it's a great thing. So if you're unmotivated, and I listen to books. I don't actually take the time to read. My car is my reading library.
Sure, yep.
And I would
recommend.
That
still counts.
It better count because it still gets in. And so what I would do, I would really suggest that if you need that motivation, find a book group. And if you don't have one, start one. Because you will find other solopreneurs that want in on that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've not heard of the 3 feet from gold, so I'm definitely going to add that one to my reading list.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I've read the other two, and they're both really good. I'd say the one thing is probably one of my top five business books that I've ever read.
Yes. And I actually read that one after. This is my second time on 3 feet from gold.
Okay.
And I went, wow, they go together. And so does You Are a Badass. That goes together with it as well.
Uh-huh.
3 feet from gold, I think you'll find it entertaining because you're going to recognize the names in it.
Okay.
And where they've been and what they've done.
Cool.
So you'll like it.
Yeah, I'll have to look at that one. Great. Nancy, any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
Listen to your gut. We've been taught over and over again to doubt ourselves. And you don't have to. You have the passion within. Lead from your heart center. Focus on your purpose, and everything else will fall into place.
Really good, really good advice here. Listening to your gut, and following your passion. I think that's critical information that oftentimes just networking business owners, whatever it may be, we get lost in the daily hustle, right?
Oh,
and we forget about some of those important things.
We do. In fact, I'm going to share a interesting thing that I used to tell the kids at high school when I would speak to the groups, is that you have to figure out your passion and then figure out how to make money at it.
Yep.
Because then you won't work a day in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it takes.
Really good advice for sure. Nancy, if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way that they can reach you?
They can go on my website at unleashedmobileapps.com.
Okay.
And from there, they can schedule a brief consultation with me, a phone call. All of my social media connections are there. My phone number is there if you need to reach out to me. Email address is there. Also, our book that we put together has a mobile app. Of course it does.
Yeah.
Right. Of course it has a mobile app.
Yep.
And we have a podcast also.
Nice.
And you can also download a free copy of the book. All the links are right there on my homepage.
Great.
And so that's the best way to find me.
Cool. And we will include all that information in the show notes. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Nancy.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been fun.
It has been fun. This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Nancy Lucchese for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.